13C. You are going to hear three people talking about social media shaming. While listening, fill in the missing words in the text.
Topic 13. Key text.
Is social media shaming ever acceptable? We've all felt shame at some time in our lives. We've said the wrong thing, we've made a fool of ourselves in public. The emotional power of shame makes it an effective tool for social control, a way of enforcing a community's values. Social media, however, has taken shaming to a whole new level. Can this kind of shaming ever be a force for good?
Three young people give their opinions on this issue. Jen Tanner writes a feminist blog that raises awareness of everyday sexism. Logan Marsh has set up a support network for victims of cyberbullying. And Rob Murray runs a passenger shaming website that aims to raise the standard of behaviour on board planes, trains, boats and buses.
The word shame has a negative connotation, but I'd say that a bit of shaming can make people behave better. For example, the passengers on buses who put their bags on the empty seat beside them, it's rude and inconsiderate. When I posted photos of those people and their bags, a lot of passengers began to have second thoughts about doing it. I was raising awareness of bad behaviour, like Jen does in her blog.